Pleasure to have you on this morning. Ono Husin. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
He's the Director of Planning and Development and a person that I enjoy listening to greatly because of your depth of knowledge, Ono. I like how you peel back the onion. I think your style works well for me. And so thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for the gracious remarks.
I did want to ask you, so people understand, how long have you been in this game of understanding things like legal systems? I mean, where did it all start for you as something that was interesting?
Well, I'll give away my age then if I start, you know, rolling back the years and talking about my career. But, you know, I graduated from high school in 1973, so you can start doing the arithmetic on I'm going to be 62 years old. Wow. Can't believe it. Feel great.
Looking good.
Well, I wasn't going to offer that. If you want to, that's fine, but not bad. But I was, you know, early in my career, I was studying social science, anthropology, and then got and did a master's in that. And but I was involved with fisheries management. I stumbled into that because a professor of mine, Dr. M. Esteli Smith, rest God bless her, she was a terrific anthropologist, very well known, and had an international reputation. But she gave me the opportunity to work on fishing boats in Massachusetts in Cape Cod as a very young man. And that was a defining experience for me, because going out to sea and living that life and really putting myself out of my comfort zone to work with Portuguese American fishermen and go to sea for 3 days at a time, I felt like I was living a National Geographic special. And I think it's one of the reasons I'm in Newport now, is I fell in love with the marine environments. But where am I going with this? More and more and more, as I was doing that, I began the state government in Massachusetts and the federal government at the federal level was becoming much more aggressive on fisheries management. And so all the people that I had been working with and understanding their lifestyles as commercial fishermen, and I loved all of that. It was so exciting and interesting. But their lives were being radically changed by increasing government regulation. And it had to happen because we'd crashed too many fisheries and too many natural resource industries because we didn't have more conservation principles built into. There wasn't management, or then the management came later, or it wasn't enough. So that's really was the spark as the regulatory process began to impact the people that I was spending so much time with and frankly that I loved. I wanted to understand it better. And that was really the beginning, to be responsive to your question.
Philosophically, or technically, this process of putting human activity into lanes through legal regulations, why is this something that just interests you? I mean, why is it fascinating? Because it is so complex?
There wasn't that long ago, because I'm proud of my reputation for, you know, because I've been doing it so long, you know, I mean, I'm not that smart. It's just if you do something long enough and you really work at it, you can become pretty good at it, especially when
10,000 hours.
The 10,000 hour rule, right, okay. From Malcolm Gladwell, right, which famously the Beatles, right, after the 10,000 hour mark, they were the Beatles. So, yeah, I got 20 or 30,000 hours in marine policy development. But I was asked to go to a class at Oregon State University, and it was a marine policy class. And it was being and so I was the guest to talk about marine policy. And I asked all these very bright young people that were studying marine policy. And I asked them, Casey, I said, what is the all right, folks, let's go back to square one, like kind of like you're doing with me right now. And said, do you know what the word policy means? And the professor, you know, she's looking at me like you are right now. Like, where are you going with this? And the students are going like, well, God, I never even thought to ask myself that. And I said, well, you know what? In advance of this class, I was thinking about this. The word policy comes from the Greek polis, which means city. Okay. Now let's think about that a little bit. People needed rules as societies became more complex, right? So especially after 10,000 years ago, once agriculture was founded, when we stopped just being these little roving bands. But trust me, even the 20, 30 people that lived together as an extended family in a hunting-gathering thing, they had rules too.
Yeah. But I do in my house.
Yeah, right. It's part of being a human. Yeah. Once you have more than one or two or three people, you got to have rules, especially when you start having cities. You got to have rules. Do we, for instance, you know, and some people, of course, it's so fashionable. So I don't want the government in my lives. Well, do you really want people driving on both sides of the road? How about that? We seem to be understanding that it's counterproductive for everyone to just, you know, once cars got, that was one of the first things that happened. People were dying in car wrecks when automobiles first started happening. So there had to be right lanes and left lanes. In England, it's the opposite, but there are rules of the road.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's just, so zoning, for instance, get back to, you know, what I do now for the county for the last 5 years and so many months. Zoning is about rules. It tells people, just like, and that's what I said to these marine policy people, is that, look, when we do these things, though, you're telling other people how to live their lives. So you better know what you're talking about and better involve people in it, and it better make sense, and it better not overreach, and it better be grounded in real world stuff, because it's quite an act to consider yourself to be a policy expert, because at the end of the day, you're going to be telling people what they can or can't do.
You know, Anno, and thank you for that, because that's the kind of groundwork I wanted to lay here. You know, for one thing, I know you're passionate about it, and I know you care deeply, and I appreciate that so much when I watch you interact with people trying to do the right thing. And I think your history, your 10,000 hours or more, leads right up to where you are as our Director of Planning and Development. And when we come back, I think we're going to have a good segue. So we'll be back in just a moment on Lincoln County Connections. Back on Lincoln County Connections, Anno Husing, Director of Planning and Development. One of the things I hear you talk a lot about is what happens over the counter. Talk about that. I mean, real people over there helping guide people through projects and various things.
I'm known to be given to exaggeration, but I don't think what I'm about to say is an exaggeration. I consider when people come in to interact with us about their property or they're thinking about buying a property, first of all, it's endless interesting. All these people with their life stories and, you know, either they've inherited a piece of property or their dream come true is to come to the Oregon coast.
Of course.
Or, you know, and it's so compelling, you know, a young couple will come in with a couple little kids and they're finally going to be, you know, they're getting ready to pull the trigger on building a house. It's so exciting. And when you're eyeball to eyeball with them in the planning department and you see the kids playing on the floor and there's so much on the line. Mm. I mean, you really have to have ice water running through your veins not to be caught up in this human drama right in front of you. So.
Yeah.
I love that. I like it all. I like when it goes smoothly and when it doesn't go smoothly. But what in the over 5 years now, I can't believe I've been at the planning department for 5 years. So it's now like 5.5 years, but it's never routine because every situation seems to be different. But I call that when new employees to the county come in the personnel department will take them around the county and show them the different departments. Mm. So they get some kind of larger understanding of the county, right? You know that. And, so when they come to the planning department, I'm always called out to give the spiel, and we stand at the counter and I call it sacred space.
Mm.
To those new employees. Now, they're not going to be in the planning department. They'll be in all sorts of other departments. But I say, folks, this, and I tap the counter and I say, this is sacred space because here's where it happens. Here's where, and whatever they do for the county, they're interacting with the public. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, whether it's at the clerk's office, you know, dealing with deeds or records or marriages, this is big stuff. With the sheriff, if they're going to be incarcerated, with the courts. I mean, think what part of Lincoln County, what we do, doesn't really fundamentally impact people's lives.
Right.
I mean, there isn't any sort of department where that isn't the case. So I tap the counter again and I say, this is sacred space because how we interact, how we got to be respectful. Everybody that comes through that door, we have to treat them with complete respect, and we need to have some humility. We need to listen. Mm-hmm. We need to really try to understand what's going on, because at the end of the day, we do have to tell people no a lot, because they want to come in. They just want to break out 5 acres, or they want to buy this property and that zone for timber conservation, and they can't understand, mm-hmm. why can't I just have one house on it? I mean, even members of the even progressives that come in, members of the conservation that, you know, they're card carrying members of the Sierra Club, will come in and want to buy a 20-acre piece of timberland and put up their house on it and say, well, don't worry, I'll put a solar panel up or something like that.
Yeah.
And so there really is, Casey, this kind of, and it is not a monologue, although I've been accused of doing monologues in my life, right? But it's a dialogue.
Yeah.
Because when I come to the, so there, a typical case is someone will say, I'm thinking about buying this piece of timberland. How many houses can I put on it? And I would say, well, ma'am or sir, you can't put any there. And in some cases you can. Some places are, there are a few ways at times under special circumstances. And our job is just to apply the code in the state, which are grounded in state laws and even sometimes federal laws, and help people through the process. So we're not just there to say no. And there are times and factual circumstances where they can get to yes. But the most important part is, especially when we say no, we have to be, first of all, how we say no is important, really important. I said that to Arnie Roblin, our state senator, the other day when we were chatting. I happened to see him here in town, and I've known Arnie for a long time. And I said, boy, Arnie, after 5.5 years, getting pretty good at saying no. And I said to him, I said, you probably all know this already, but how you say no is also so important. The tone and the explanations, and maybe we can find some other way or do something else. You know, that kind.
Yeah.
When he was a high school principal, he said, it's the same thing. You know, that somebody's child is going to be disciplined and such and such. And he remembers from when he was, you know, a school principal down in Marshfield, and a legendary one, how important that interaction with the public so they feel respected and that you don't jump to conclusions, that you really, you know, don't. And there are times where, you know, especially when you get busy and let's say you haven't had a good night's sleep, where you just want to quickly, you know, get people in and out and, you know, well, you know, and be short with people. And that's a bad idea. That never ends well. So we just have to be respectful, humble, don't jump to conclusions, and explain why the policy behind why you have to say no. And I think that's a terribly important part of what we do. And I'm passionate about that, yes.
Yeah, I think so, Ono. We'll take a quick break, be back. We'll wrap up with Ono Husine, Planning and Development. Be back in just a moment. We're back on Connections with Ono Husine, Planning Director. And Ono, you know, I think you just mentioned something that maybe would be a good thing for us to wrap up with, because yes, the planning department will say no, but how do you get a yes out of you? I mean, if I'm working on a project, say it's a deck, or I've got a new house I want to build, what are the things I can do on my end to maximize my yes when I come to the planning department?
Well, the fundamental message is we are applying, and in our department, we are where the rubber hits the road. So we're applying the state's land use planning laws, which are one of the reasons Lincoln County is such an incredible place is because years ago, like in 1973, the legislature brilliantly put into place a land use system, which is not perfect, but it restricts growth on timberlands and agricultural lands and tries to prevent sprawl. So when people come to the planning department and they're fleeing other parts of the world that have become unlivable, and they see, and they come here on vacation, and they fall in love with this place because they say, this reminds me of like when I was a kid, and the feeling of I see the beautiful timberlands. That's no accident. That's based on that state law that's been challenged a number of times. That seems to have it's remarkable. And in the drumbeat of development pressure that I've experienced in the last 5.5 years made me that much more impressed at the policy choices that the state legislature made in 1973 when they put the system in place. And I feel, the planning law, but in addition to the planning law, we're carrying out national flood insurance stuff with FEMA that we've heard so much about in the news, right? The flood standards. We're carrying out from Department of Environmental Quality's septic system stuff. Mm. So we're really just carrying out the laws. We don't have that much flexibility, and the building codes, of course. God, I can't forget the building codes.
Yeah.
So building codes are there because they're all grounded in the experience that if you don't build things right, so if there's an earthquake in some part of the third world, right, where all these buildings fall down and thousands of people die, it's because they don't have any building codes. And these are unsafe structures. And you shouldn't have a bedroom in a garage because, you know, because you can have, because garage has fumes from such and such.
Yeah.
People die. Things blow up. Things burn down. And that's why the building codes that even have international building codes, national building codes, and Oregon state building codes are grounded in real world things that keep people safe. And so there isn't somebody somewhere saying, let's just make people's lives miserable with all this crazy doing. You know, now I'm not saying every regulation, and we always have to be on guard that we don't overdo it. And right. That's what the consent of the government, that's why I'm talking about the humility that we need to every time there's a policy choice like this, it better be formed and you better make sure that it's got all of the, you know. So my last message though, but I can't help not, I can tell I'm getting close to the end here. Folks out there, please, 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 if I could sprinkle fairy dust over Lincoln County, my one thing that I want to see happen and that I say to people is come in and talk to us if you've got a project. How do we get to yes? We talk about it. It doesn't cost any money to walk through the door. We will walk people through what they're doing. Yeah. And we want to work with people. We just want to get people into compliance. So, but take out building permits, people. I have yet to find a good reason not to take out a building permit because it always comes back and bites people. Now, sometimes people build a code without codes and we can, you know, the paperwork can catch up.
Yeah.
So we're not out to punish people. We just want to get people into compliance. But our fees are reasonable. We've got a great staff. They're very helpful. Contractors say all the time they love dealing with us. We try to help. I love it when people walk out the door with a smile on their face with a building permit in their hand. And they said, this was a really great experience. And it happens all the time in our department, but that's no accident. It's because we got a culture of trying to help people. And so, but get your building permits. Don't start it. You know, make sure your contractor, if you've got a contractor, is really taking out the permits they need. And if you have any doubts, give us a call direct. Because it always ends badly when people don't build the codes. Because later on, you're going to sell the property or your kids will inherit it. And then they're sitting there with this mess trying to figure it out. Don't go there with that. Come on in and see us.
Well, we
don't bite.
That.
Thank you,
know,
Casey.
Yeah, you know, my father-in-law is a lifelong builder. And a couple of years ago, he did a project in Lincoln County. He's from a different county. And he said it was very easy to work with Lincoln County Planning Department. It went really quickly and he was really pleased with it. So,
well, that too is not an accident.
Ano Husing, Director of Planning and Development. Pleasure having you on. And
always fun. Thank you, Casey.
I need an hour. I need 2 hours with you, Ano.
But half an hour is enough. I'm sure people will think of that out there. Okay.
if you want to find more about how to reach the Lincoln County Planning Department, you can find that information online. You can Google Lincoln County, go to our website, find lots of resources there to get started. So thanks for joining us today. And for Ano Husing, I'm Casey Miller. We'll see you same time, same place next week on Lincoln County Connections.